All right, let's get to some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, need a little advice on something that's making me feel kind of weird.
Okay.
So one of my old college friends just got engaged.
Mm.
I saw it on Facebook.
Nice.
Back in college, we were pretty close. Mm. We even went to each other's music recitals.
Okay.
She knows I can sing, but over the years, we've drifted apart a bit. You know, just the occasional comment or like here and there online.
Sure.
So here's where it gets awkward. I've always wanted to sing at someone's wedding.
Yes.
And I've only ever been in one wedding.
Uh-huh.
My own. I'm 30.
Oh.
Part of me really wants to reach out and ask if she's picked someone to sing yet or if she needs any help with this wedding. But then the other part of me thinks that might sound desperate or like I'm inviting myself to her big day.
Wow.
So what do you think? Is it totally weird to reach out and offer to sing or somehow hint I'd love to be invited? Or should I just leave it alone and cheer her on from Facebook like everyone else?
Mm.
I promise I'm not trying to crash her wedding. LOL. Thanks, guys. I have a question. Did she invite this friend to her wedding? She mentioned she's married.
I don't know. Doesn't look like it, because she probably would have said that. Right?
Yes.
Like,
I invited her to my wedding.
She, you know, even if she wasn't able to go, I still invited her.
Right.
Hmm.
Well, but then it also said, I mean, she just got engaged, so she's probably not at the point.
No, not the point
where she's sending out invitations.
But it sounds like Carrie wants to make sure she's got a spot.
Okay.
But not just a spot. It sounds like she wants a spot to sing.
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
so has anybody successfully done that? I haven't. Like, I'm just excited that I get invited to things.
I mean, you were just volunteered to what? DJ wedding before?
I was.
Uh-huh.
I was.
You didn't even volunteer for that.
I didn't volunteer, but they knew that I worked in radio, so I must know how to DJ.
Absolutely.
So let's go ahead and do that.
Same thing.
Obviously, slayed. It was amazing.
Of course. Of course. If they're friends on Facebook, we send a message. Congratulations. I saw that you got engaged. That's so exciting.
Yeah,
exciting.
I think it's like,
you
how
start
do you slide
the conversation.
In? Yeah.
If you haven't been in touch in many, many years, you have to open up the conversation.
Yeah, you've got to be able to, hey, let's get on, I saw you got engaged, let's get on the phone and catch up.
Yes.
Let's meet for lunch.
Let's catch up.
Yeah.
We need to catch up.
We need to catch up, and then
before we
at
start
lunch,
getting prominent invitations.
Then it's like, hey.
Or roles in the wedding.
You know, I sing, let me give you a little example here.
Oh God, no. Don't do that.
At Ditto's.
No, we don't audition.
Right there in the dining area.
We get back in touch first, I feel like. If we haven't been in touch other than the occasional little interaction on Facebook.
Yeah, that might, we might just need to, I think first step is just get in touch and say, hey,
yes.
And not just get in touch via like electronically, but like in person.
Yes.
Want to do that.
A 1,000%.
All right. Have you successfully done this? What's your thought? What's your story? 502-795-1997. Have you been the one who's engaged and gotten reached out to by people that you haven't heard from in a while?
Well, or strangers. That's me.
Kelly will share that story coming up, too. How do you weasel your way into a friend's wedding as her singer?
Get invited.
It's 99.7 DJX.
When you haven't talked for many, many years, she's 30 now. They really haven't interacted much since college, other than just occasionally liking a post on Facebook.
Yeah, I was going to say they're kind of still active a little bit on Facebook. She saw that her friend from college is getting married. She's never been to a wedding other than her own.
And she didn't mention that she invited this friend to her own wedding. I would think she would have mentioned that if that were the case. if she didn't invite that friend to her wedding, how could she then expect her friend to invite her?
Yeah. All right. So What she do? Is this a lost cause? How do we go from here? I mean, I think the thing that we landed on was, why don't you just reach out,
open up the conversation
and
first.
Say, hey, let's connect. I saw you got engaged. Let's grab lunch.
Congratulations. Or, hey, let's catch up. Would love to, catch up more on,
for sure.
You know, we were such good friends in college. Would love to catch up and see what you're doing.
Andrew, the love doctor, calls her show out of the time. Not a real doctor. We're right, right?
Well, you guys are partially right. Which I'll give you a little credit, I guess.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. As far as her, she should reach out. Yeah, reach out. Hey, heard you're getting married. Congratulations. That's awesome. Hope you're doing well. If there's anything I can do to help you with that, please let me know. It'd be great to talk to you.
Yeah, then boom. That's done. It. That's good.
That's it. That's done. Because here's what you're you don't want to keep saying, hey, let's meet in person, because she's going to realize the only reason you want to meet in person is to hopefully get an invite to the wedding.
Do you think that's going to be the thing that she thinks immediately? Because
if you reach out and say congratulations, no. But if you continue to press, like, let's meet in person,
right?
I mean, why hasn't she expressed a meet in person before this?
Yes, well, and just again, if you haven't been in touch, like interacting with each other in a very long time, then that's the first step. Just get back in touch.
That's exactly
if you
right.
really still care about her and want to have her back in your life. Start there. Worry about the wedding part later.
Exactly, because at the end of the day, the wedding, it's not her day.
Yeah.
It's her friend's day. It's not her day. She shouldn't be concerned about that.
Yeah, right. But what if she's a really good singer?
Stop.
This is her moment.
Then you just advertise your wedding singer for hire.
There you go.
If that's what you want to do.
There's plenty of good singers around there, Ben.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Andrew the Love Doctor. Thank you, sir.
Keep on loving.
All right.
That's a lot of people. You know, kind of doing the same kind of thing. Just don't necessarily invite yourself as offer up your services. Reach out, congratulate, say, I know we haven't been as close recently. So happy for you. Would love to help you celebrate by singing at the wedding. If you're looking for a singer, then leave it up to her.
Hey, look, you could just find out where the reception is.
Stop
and just...
it. No. Stop.
Oh my gosh, we're
Stop
in the
talking.
Same spot.
No, we
remember me from college?
Do you need someone to hop up there on stage and sing a song?
Give a
for
little
you?
Quick toast.
I'd like to give you the gift of my voice.
My voice. All right. Well, hey, good luck, Carrie. You know, hey, it's. I hope you're able to reconnect with your friend.
Yeah, send
That's
her a message.
The biggest thing.
Start from there. Hey, I saw you got engaged. Congratulations. That's amazing. Would love to catch up.
All right. There you go. That is group therapy.